News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the National Bus and Rail Union's calling on the government to develop a dedicated transport police force in the wake of reports of open cocaine use and antisocial behaviour on Cork trains. And earlier this morning, we spoke to Barry Kenny, who's the corporate communications manager with Irish Rail. And he explained that while there has been an increase of reported antisocial behaviour, measures are being taken to tackle the problem.
Definitely has been an increase in antisocial behaviour, unfortunately, and our customers and our employees have recorded that with us. We've increased security patrols in line with that. The vast majority of people who travel with us do so without incident, and employees work their journeys without incident, but it is an issue that we've seen an increase and we're managing and working to address with the Gardaí. Both Éireann na Éireann and indeed our trade unions, including the MBRU, sit on the Rail Safety Advisory Council. And just last month, we met with the Gardaí at that to discuss how within existing policing structures and a stronger community policing focus, we can address these issues. And we feel this offers the best route.
OK, that's the Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, Barry Kenny. Now we're joined by Dermot O'Leary, who's the General Secretary of the NBRU. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Dermot, you heard Barry mention there, measures are being put in place. They're working with the Gardaí and they're also looking at actually trying to expand the community policing model to try and address this. Is that not enough?
I know, unfortunately. I mean, the company, in fairness, look, and I come on these shows quite a lot, criticising the companies that my members work in. But in the case of Irish Rail, to be fair, they're doing their best in difficult circumstances, as are the frontline staff themselves. The fact of the matter is that unless and until dedicated policing units, we call it a dedicated Garda Transport public transport unit, and such time as that's established to deter people from engaging in some of the type of behaviours that we've been witnessing, that nothing is going to give here. What's interesting, I suppose, with Barry Kenny's commentary this morning is that there is extra security patrol on trains, but the fact of the matter is those people themselves are travelling in teams for their own safety, and I suppose quite significantly, they don't have the powers of detention and arrest similar to what the guards have. And
okay.
That's a problem as well.
Yeah, but I suppose in instances where there's an issue or on lines that I suppose are the kind of the red flag lines or where their problems are more likely to happen, the guards are called in to deal with this. Obviously, they have the powers of detention and arrest, as you mentioned.
Andrew, the problem with that is that...
You want them all the time.
Well, I want a unit established. That's what I want. I mean, over a period of time, one would hope that the existence of such a unit might discourage people from engaging in the type of behaviour that we're witnessing. And it just, I suppose, the facts are quite startling. In the last number of years, there's been 41 assaults on staff alone. Very briefly, in 2016, 492 total behaviour, antisocial behaviour reported, 705 in 18, and we're talking about, 17 and 803 last year.
Okay.
That's quite serious. In relation to the Cork Dublin line in particular, the one you picked up on this morning, there are issues on that. And again,
yeah,
the staff here will tell you, at least anecdotally, that train's being used as a kind of a transport train.
We heard from Barry Kenny on that, and he said there are reports of an increase in antisocial behaviour, but he said they are working with the guards and measures are being put in place to tackle those particular problems. And I know, as you mentioned, there's a lot of reports of it. Can I just finally, because time's against us, Dermot, if you don't mind, are you talking about a dedicated transport police similar to Britain? Is that what you want?
Yes, indeed. There are two jurisdictions, one in the UK and one in Canada, that have transport police, a dedicated transport police. And very, very briefly, I wrote to both Minister Ross and Minister Flanagan, and indeed the Garda Commissioner over the last 6 months. And whilst the reaction is pretty positive, it's towards more at this stage. We need some action from government.
We'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to the General Secretary of the NBRU, Dermot O'Leary.